today on Compassion Radio.
I'm talking about God help us to live and to express in a practical way, not in a theoretical way, is pulpit and preaching.
Right.
Practically go and mix with the people and show them how much you can give meaning to their lives.
Welcome to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. Each day on the program, Bram takes you with him to the farthest corners of the globe, where he spends time with the people who've been called to share the love of Jesus Christ in the mission field. Now today, we are in Egypt. Considered a cradle of civilization, ancient Egypt saw some of the earliest developments of writing, agriculture, urbanization, organized religion, and central government. Iconic monuments such as the Giza Necropolis and its Great Sphinx, as well as the ruins of Memphis, Thebes, Karnak, and the Valley of the Kings, are spread across the land. Now, Egypt was an early and important center of Christianity, but was largely Islamized in the 7th century and remains a predominantly Muslim country, albeit with a significant Christian minority. Recently, Bram had the rare opportunity to sit down for a fascinating conversation with Maher Fouad, a man God called more than 30 years ago to unite Arab evangelicals throughout the region. Mr. Fouad is the founder of the Arab World Evangelical Ministers Association, an organization that does many things, including the equipping and training of churches and missionaries. I'm Frank Montenegro, inviting you to join us for the final part of this conversation. Here's Bram.
How is the church benefiting, Mayor, by this exercise of repentance and humility? What is happening within the Church of Christ in this part of the world when they go across the fence and go to those who have been oppressors before and love them?
We find a little improvement, in the last 20 years. The church is trying just to change their mind and overcome fear and overcome hatred, and bitterness, sometimes, and deal with the people as humans, not others, not enemies and others, they are not others. So, but in Egypt, we are all Egyptians, we are neighbors, we can ask about each other, we can care without any other reason. And I believe this is the way the Holy Spirit go with people, They just use you to cross the bridge. Mm. And once you cross the bridge and you become among them, he will complete.
Mm. That's true.
And crossing the bridge means friendship, means mercy, means expressing love in a practical way. I'm not talking about just going to the poor people, but to your neighbor, dealing with your friend in your work or in your company. Just deal with these people as people and express your Christianity in a practical way. So no preaching, no teaching, no hidden agenda, but human relationship.
Yeah.
With a Christian spirit, it's not your work; it is the work of the Holy Spirit. Just to do your part, which is 10% of, and let the Holy Spirit just complete. Because through that, these people will change their minds about Christianity and Christians
and Christ
and Christ, of course. And now they can open their ears and listen. We don't know. It's not our work. And it happens all the time.
And the body grows.
Yeah.
It's fascinating to me, Mayor, that so much is going good in the hearts of Christians here in this part of the world. And in a city of 25 or 26 million people, this one city alone is probably more than the populations of maybe half the countries you go to minister as part of this Aliva conference.
Yeah.
So it is a massive humanity. I can't turn around any direction without seeing more and more development and of new development on top of very, very ancient development. But it's humanity. Everywhere I turn, there's people.
Right. Right.
And they need you more than ever. So I'm praying, and I'm hoping that our believers back home in America will also be praying day by day, that God would empower you to be that very thing you mentioned, that salt and light right where you are, and crossing that bridge, sometimes literally going across your neighborhoods to sit down and have a Ramadan feast with a neighbor.
Yes.
To love on them through what they're going
through. Without hidden agendas.
Exactly. No,
not to bring them to Christ, because he will bring them to him.
Right.
And I'm talking about, I'm not talking about theories, you know, but it happened now, yeah, all over. And we see how people just love what we give. And they love the presence of Christians among them. And they welcome that. And now they ask, you know, I entered some homes here and there, and they just insist that you open your Bible and read something for, because it will rest, you know, their hearts. Okay? So I mean, all the time we evangelicals want to preach. But I'm talking about God help us to live.
Mm.
And to express in a practical way, not in a theoretical way, is pulpit and preaching.
Right.
Practically go and mix with the people and show them how much you can give meaning to their lives.
This is transformational talk for an evangelical, because and you are committed to the evangelical community, so we know how to preach. And we're not going to give up on preaching and teaching to our people. We want them to be strong in understanding and rational minds, but also turned loose in experience and emotion with the Holy Spirit,
yeah,
so that they can go out and practice these things. But we don't want to stop people from actually living Jesus,
yes,
by teaching them and making them learn all these things.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Christ comes first. We teach people so they can understand him better, so they can live for him better, and many others will be drawn unto him. It's a marvelous place to be.
Yeah, in fact, the lesson God is teaching us, you know, that we don't need to talk to the people, but we need to give Christian presence,
mm-hmm,
in the communities all over. You know, go and be there.
And
let him use you. Go and be there. So it's not a matter of conferences and, yep, literature or so. It's a matter of presence. You know, because for many years, we were trying to speak to our societies, but keep distance
from your wall
between us and them. Close our doors. So if they come, we get afraid from them. So let them be outside, and we are ready to go and help and run back. We need to open our doors. We need to go and mix with the people, because they're still people. And they're still friends and neighbors, and just live, you know,
yeah,
and show without acting, you know, just live what you believe. And now let him do his work.
Now, something I've noticed, or I've heard from others who have been involved with the church in the Middle East over the past 50 years, is that in some ways the old believers that were evangelicals from the Presbyterian movements and then the Pentecostal movements that came through in the early 20th century, that the Christians that moved over, the people that came to Christ through those movements, ended up becoming pretty stuffy and uptight, and therefore were more judgmental.
Mm-hmm.
And you're telling me that the Christianity that's evolving now, that's growing in the hearts of the church, is much more hospitable.
Right.
And it's becoming less rigid.
Right.
Is that the way the church is going, or do you have to fight for that?
No, I think we began. You know, the churches began this way, and we can see great fruits and results.
Hmm.
At least we can live in peace,
hmm,
with the other people. You know,
at the very least,
and now we can see fruits.
This is Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. There's a lot more coming up, so please stay with us. Now, if you've missed any part of today's broadcast, you can listen again just by opening up your favorite browser app on your computer, smartphone, or tablet, and going to CompassionRadio.com. And while you're there, check out our newsletter to find out more about this ministry. And please be sure to sign up for our email updates. Again, just go to CompassionRadio.com.
Home, we're heading home. We journey on to see our Savior face to face. Close, we're getting close. Our joy is rising higher with each step we take. Forward on to Jesus. We are the people of the cross.
We are the people of the cross.
We choose Christ and count all else as lost. Won't be shaken, hope won't be taken. We are the people of the cross. Grace, if not for grace, we would be lost without the promise that you gave. Be ever praised. Your spirit burns within us brighter every day.
Brighter every day.
Forward on to Jesus. We are the people of the cross.
We are the people of the
cross. We choose Christ and count all else as lost. Shaken, hope won't be taken. We are the people of the cross. Jesus, we will be faithful till you lead us. Give us your courage as we finish. We want to hear well done. Jesus, we will be faithful till you meet us. Give us your courage as we finish. We want.
This is Compassion Radio with Bram Floria, and that was Sela with a song called People of the Cross. It's off of their latest CD called Unbreakable, which includes that song and a lot of other really great music. Today, when you support this ministry financially, we'll send you your very own copy as our way of saying thanks. Just go to CompassionRadio.com to show your support. Again, CompassionRadio.com. We are always on mission. This is Compassion Radio with Bram Floria.
If I look back just a few years ago, I remember seeing on the news one of those stories that did kind of penetrate the veil a bit was this arresting picture of Coptic youth surrounding Friday prayers in Tahrir Square during the revolution because the government had threatened many of the Muslim youth that they couldn't use their faith as a protest. And so they were going to go march on their own young people. Mm-hmm. And it was a horrible situation.
Yeah.
And those Christians that happened to be there surrounded them with linked arms and prayed for them while their Muslim friends prayed
in
the square. That was a very powerful picture.
It is. It is.
I know that was also happening in many different ways in different places amongst the evangelical community. So how did the revolution and all the upheaval that's happened since then and the transformation of governments, one after the other, so fast... How has that affected the faith and the expectations of the church? And how are they dreaming now about where Christ is going to take them in the years to come?
Yeah. In fact, what happened in the last 5 years brought us closer to each other. Because we were looking for one goal together, that we need a better country. We need a better situation. We need better future. So it, we came together. We didn't ask who is Christian and who is Muslim. I can feel that because I was there. So I felt, you know, this kind of coming together without any personal agenda, I mean, but, you know, looking forward to the future. And so it helped, and it helped, it helped a lot the Christians to break a lot of ice between them and the community and to open a lot of doors. So now we have a good Christian generation ready to do more than that.
Are these denominations and these different generations still talking to each other with openness?
Yes. Yes. In different ways. Yeah. Fact, it was a big benefit for us more than even Muslims, you know, because for the first time we go out and shout to the people. Yeah. And talk to them, because we have to talk together to do something together.
Christians have the same ambition as young Muslims do.
And we found that it is going well, and we succeed to to accomplish, you know, things together. So now we say, why not? Let's just keep going in that.
Living
so you can find many Christians now involved in many kinds of activities, even political activities, which is okay. Why not?
Well, of course, we feel the same way in America, that we're free to be involved in every aspect of life in our country.
Yeah,
we expect ourselves to have freedom to express ourselves in every strata.
It wasn't before, you know. It wasn't before at all, you know. Before, just close your doors and take care. And don't be involved in anything. Yeah. The only thing you can do is to prepare for immigration from this country and leave it.
Yeah.
Now we are heading the opposite way. You know, go back and go out and mix with the people.
Now, you as a country don't have much of a choice as far as the influx of refugees, because the proximity of countries around you is so close.
Yeah.
And because they are predominantly Muslim countries that have to have some kind of political and social relations with each other. So you can't close every wall. You can't. Same thing was true that I discovered last summer down in Uganda. They had 6 wars going on around them. They have the same issue. The people are pouring into a stable country, which is Uganda, and they have millions on the streets. And it's a difficult thing for them to go through, as much as the stress is on Egypt now to deal with all the wars that have driven people from the Sudan and from Syria and Iraq into Egypt. So we have a lot to pray for with you. But are you seeing fruit in those communities as well as you reach out to them?
Oh, yes. Yeah. In many countries, in fact.
And are you seeing any of them able yet to go back to their home countries to bring this new faith with them and become missionaries again to their own home countries?
Oh, yeah.
And is that where Awima itself is growing? Is by following them to where they're going?
Right. In fact, this is our dream for all the countries, to have strong and qualified church, national church with dreams and visions for their countries.
When we look back at the first and second centuries of Christianity, we think about the diaspora spreading Christianity out from Judea because of the oppression that was against them within the Roman Empire. And, of course, the pogroms that kind of came down to pour wrath upon the church for being so different. And how God, of course, used that to bring the gospel to every corner of the world. This is a century, it seems to me, where those kind of diasporas are happening in all directions. God's moving one group of believers from country to country, and they're washing back into each other. New doors open for a very short time, then they close quickly.
Right.
and trying to ride that wave is a very amazingly difficult thing. But the Holy Spirit knows where the next opportunity will be.
Right.
And he seems like he's preparing you all to be ready when those doors do open.
Right. And we consider it success for us when we see the local churches are independent.
Yes.
And they tell us, thank you very much. We don't need you now. But let's keep friendship.
Yeah, and the friendship itself is where the interdependence and the kingdom is built, right? Very good. Well, you and I get the chance to see each other in the context of the UCAR conference up there in another city in North Africa in the next few weeks.
Yeah.
And I'm very excited to learn more about what's happening with the Arab broadcasters across this part of the world. What is your big hope for that conference and for what God's doing through this medium, through radio, like we're talking on right now?
Yeah. Yeah, we hope to empower all of the radio stations, you know, or radio programs all over the Arab countries, because we have a lot of beginners, especially in North Africa and Iraq, and the difficult areas. Because we believe that through radio, we can reach the 60% of the Arab countries, the unreached area. You know, it is 60, almost, you know, it is people living in desert. The mountains,
yes.
And no, and there is no way to reach them by going or by TV.
Hmm.
So we still believe in the message of the radio.
Yes.
And we still believe that if we can have a kind of radio planting
yes.
program just to plant radio ministries all over to cover the unreached areas and fill the gaps. So we want to empower what we have. Mm-hmm. We want to begin in new radio stations. We need to have a better production for these radios so they can. And of course, I hope we can build a kind of cooperation, good cooperation,
yes,
and good network between them, because most of them are isolated.
Yes, very
most
isolated.
Of them, they don't know. And this was the reason that we began this new organization, that people come to us and say, we have radio station, but we don't have programs.
Mm.
We don't have materials. And we find that another have a lot of materials, like Monte Carlo and so.
Yes.
And they don't know what to do with it. And we found also that some other organizations who are producing radio programs, they don't know where to put it.
Yes.
So with this kind of network and cooperation, I believe this ministry will flourish again.
Yes. There's something about when you look at a map and you say, oh, I know there's a tower in this place. There's light going on in people's hearts in this part of the country. And you can see those spots all over the map. You start praying differently. Because you know, like when you think about churches having a presence where they are, the broadcasting has a unique kind of presence because it's very intimate. People listen one-on-one or in small groups. And you feel like you're across the table like we are right now having our conversation.
Yeah.
It's not so much a big pulpit presentation with this large space.
Mm-hmm.
It's as big as a coffee table.
Right.
Or a small living room. But it has that reproduced in many, many places. So the power of this medium to help encourage and build the churches that you are praying for and that you are equipping, I think is considerable.
It is.
So I'm looking forward very much to meeting the people that you have brought together. That's exciting. Thank you again, Brent.
Thank you.
This is Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. If you've missed any part of today's broadcast, you can listen again anytime just by opening up your favorite browser app on your computer, smartphone, or tablet and going to CompassionRadio.com. While you're there, check out our newsletter to find out more about this ministry. And please be sure to sign up for our email updates. You'll also find our P.O. Box info along with all our social media links. And if you have a moment, please take the partner survey. This would really help us to better serve you. Again, go to CompassionRadio.com. Now, if this broadcast is a blessing to you, would you consider three things? First, please pray for us. Your prayers are vital to the effectiveness of this ministry. Second, would you please tell a friend about Compassion Radio? Sharing this broadcast will help us reach as many people as possible with the wonderful reports of the exciting things happening in the mission field all over the world. And finally, would you please consider supporting this ministry financially? We are 100% listener supported, so your gifts make it possible for us to continue. Today when you give, we'll send you a copy of the album from gospel vocal trio Sela called Unbreakable as our way of saying thanks. You can give just by going to CompassionRadio.com. Again, that's CompassionRadio.com. And thanks so much. Here's Bram with a closing word.
Hi, friends.
I'm in Beirut this week, following some of the most inspiring people you'll ever meet, as they do incredible work. The gospel is going out with power here and redeeming people in amazing ways. In turn, they've been introducing me to the beautiful people that God has placed in front of them. Make sure to spend a few minutes at the Compassion Radio Facebook page to see some pictures and videos of these wonderful folks. I want to bring you these stories and interviews so that your faith will expand and burst forth with joy and powerful authority. That is our calling. Will you help us keep doing this very thing? Will you help us stay on the air and in the field, bringing you good news stories each and every day? We can't do it without your prayer and support, friends, and right now we need both. God has always inspired our Compassion Radio family to give in exactly the measure needed, and I'm counting on the fact that this is still just as true today. When you give, I know that God will be pleased, and the world will hear how much you love them. So let us hear from you today.
Thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy day to listen. And be sure to join us again for more Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. This program is sponsored by Compassion Radio Ministries and your generous financial support.